My name is Mr. Stewart, and I'm deputy head teacher and also the lead safeguarding person for the school. We believe that Broadway Academy is committed to the highest standards in protecting and safeguarding the children entrusted to our care. But many schools talk about their commitment to safeguarding. How do you know it's true at Broadway? Because we invest more time, effort and money into safeguarding than most other schools. Currently, there are 12 staff trained as designated safeguarding leads, including our 6 senior deputy DSLs and myself as lead DSL. This means that every year group has their own fully trained senior lead DSL. It also means every year group has a student support manager who is also DSL trained. Every year group also has a non-teaching student support assistant who supports and assists with safeguarding matters, although doesn't lead on it. In addition, because we want to be proactive in our safeguarding, every week we have panel meetings for every year group. So this includes the SSM, the Student Support Manager, the Pastoral Support Assistant, the Safeguarding Lead, the Special Needs Senko, and Mr. Taylor, the Assistant Head Teacher. And they meet every week to discuss needs, what we can do, and how we can best support our students. This might be through our in-house pastoral support team, our school mentor, our family support worker, our school counsellor, or through referrals to external agencies such as Malachi or Forward Thinking. Because we understand mental health is so important for our young people, we have a well-being drop-in room that students can use at break and lunch times, a full-time student mentor who runs daily appointments, and a student counsellor who works 2 days a week. In addition, students can use our Zoomus well-being platform, access our well-being frog pages, or utilise the Couth digital mentoring service. Our students can talk in person to their form tutors or any of their pastoral team. Currently, over 20 of our staff are trained mental health first aiders. If students prefer, they can also use the electronic school sharp system to report any issues, get advice, or request other kinds of help. We strive to be alert to dangers and risks within our school by talking informally to small groups of students in different year groups to find out where students feel less safe. Because we know that safeguarding is so important, all Broadway staff are trained in what to do and how to do if a child reports any kind of abuse. They are taught to presume that safeguarding issues can and do arise in every school. They have full annual training and regular half-termly training updates on different kinds of abuse, the signs of abuse, risks and potential barriers to disclosure. Staff report any safeguarding concerns through our My Concern system. Each day these are triaged depending on the level of risk by myself as lead DSL, and then appropriate actions are taken by the year group DSLs depending on the level of need for each case. Because we want to promote a caring, safe and positive environment, we actively promote our school values, which include respect, inclusivity, generosity and kindness. This is done through our wider curriculum, Values for Children lessons, PDP lessons, RSE lessons and assemblies. So every week, these lessons, programmes and assemblies actively teach our students about our values, about risks, online risks, consent and healthy relationships. Because we truly believe in inclusivity, respect and tolerance, all of our students also study full RE so they can learn more, not just about their own faith, but also about other people's faiths. Because we want to promote self-esteem and self-assertiveness, leadership as something for everyone is actively encouraged. This is done through our Duke of Edinburgh scheme, Island Pool leadership programmes, and our partnership work with Mark Herbert, author of I'm a Leader. So, in summary, we support all students by doing 3 things. Firstly, promoting a caring, safe and positive environment. Secondly, recognising that harassment and bullying do occur and actively addressing it when it does. And thirdly, encouraging self-esteem and self-assertiveness. We recognise that some children may be the victims of neglect, physical, sexual, or emotional abuse. So in order to protect our children, we aim to create an atmosphere where all of our children feel secure, valued, and listened to. So it's for all these reasons that we are committed to the highest standards in protecting and safeguarding the children entrusted to our care.